Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer in New York City, and right now I'm alone. I'm assuming Heather and Mark will be joining me. This is Access Astrology, and we get here together on the every week to talk about the heavens and what's going on, how we can use it, what's available to you, and then we take calls from listeners. So this week, the sun enters Virgo, which is always fun because we're going to be focusing on how to move things forward, making our plans for the future, and figuring out what our next steps are. We also, as the sun enters Virgo, Mercury is going to be in Virgo. So that's always a great aspect because Mercury in Virgo is his favorite sign. He likes Gemini, too. I don't want to be too biased here. But it makes for a really good planning, really good working with stuff and figuring out how to do things. We also have Mercury trining Pluto this week, which makes us want to go deeper and understand things on a deep level and understand things from a very passionate, intense place. It also, Mercury has entered his retrograde shadow. He's going to be retrograde in Libra and Virgo in the next few weeks. So he entered a shadow, so you're going to hear from your ghosts, from your people from the past. So I heard from one of my students. It's probably been about 2 years since I've talked to her, and reached out and kind of asked me some questions, and we were kind of chatting on the phone. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my first ghost appeared. Hi! So watch for people from your past to step forward and say, hi, I was thinking about you, or hi, I remembered you, and I felt, gee, I need to talk to you. And then after Mercury trines Pluto, he is going to enter Libra, which gives him a nice energy of communication and wanting to connect. Venus is in Leo, right? So she rules that Libra. So that makes Mercury very friendly, very cheerful, and also really talking to you about creativity and love and what your passions are. So those are lovely aspects that we have at the beginning of the week. We also have this week a Uranus station, which happens on Wednesday. And Uranus, of course, you know, the outer planets all go backwards for about half the year, not quite the full half a year. But Uranus is going retrograde this week. And so he entered his retrograde shadow May 7th. So the things that have been going on since then now stop and go, okay, do we really want to keep doing those the way you've been doing them, or do you want to change it up a little? And you have the opportunity to change it up and shift it. So that's always helpful. And, of course, we feel his retrograde station 5 days before and 5 days after, which means we had it over the weekend. And we will have it, you know, it happens on Wednesday, we'll have it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, there happens to be a really big astrology conference this weekend coming up, which is as Uranus stops, which is always kind of fun. And Mercury is on the world point of Libra, kind of start kicking off that astrology conference. So there's a nice energy of forward motion with that. And also all things Aquarian. Now, a lot of times when Uranus stops, we have an earthquake, we have an explosion, we have a revelation, we get a little klutzy, we tip over. You know, it's always full of unusual and exciting things. And because it's kind of stationing at really close to the same degree that it was on the nodes at the beginning of the month. And if you remember, the node and Uranus and Mars and the North Node were all together on August 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And then we've been having Uranus on the node, Mars on the node, a lot of back and forth woohoo energy going on. So there's a lot of energy now around directions and where we're headed and what's up for us and that kind of forward motion. And I think I see Mark joining us. Mark, is that you?
This is Heather calling. How are you?
Hi, Heather. How are you? I was going to say, I recognize the phone number. I thought it was,
Mark's in the middle of a move.
Yes, Heather. Yeah.
Yes, Mark's in the middle of a move, so we may or may not
see
him.
Yes, Mark got a new apartment here in New York, which is fabulous. There's this building. He lives in a fifth-floor walk-up on 39th and 9th, which is one of the kinds of housings we have here in New York. But, you know,
and
we're all getting a little older,
shape,
even though Mark's in great shape because he swims every day miles, and he's, you know, he's a yoga guy and he can stand on his head and all that stuff. They just got a new apartment. He and his wife just got a new apartment on the 25th floor overlooking the Hudson River with a balcony. And it's this wonderful building that's designed just for artists and, you know, people in the creative arts. And he said, we've been on that we've been on the waiting list for years, and we just cleared the list. So he's now got an elevator, a doorman, a package place, a place to park his bike, because they have that too, because he normally carries his bike up and down the five flights of stairs. And, yeah, and more space. So he is moving. Yay, so exciting. What a nice Uranus present for him.
That
so,
is.
Heather, how's it out there in Montana?
Oh, smoky. We have lots of fires all around us. Luckily, none right here. You know, I mentioned that the closest fire is in the Grizzly Bear Reserve, so there's been a grizzly bear walking through town, but luckily he hasn't come here. Montana problems. Yeah.
Wow, Montana problem to have grizzly bear. And Mark, it looks like Mark just joined us. Hi, Mark. Are you in your new apartment or in your old apartment?
Old.
You're still in the old. Okay.
Yeah.
We told everybody about your new apartment with your view and your terrace and your elevator, and you're going to have a place to park your bike in the garage instead of having to carry it up five flights of stairs. A whole new life. Yeah. So.
Yep.
So Uranus turns retrograde this week, and we can see lots of change. Like your life is changing, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of change. Some of that change gets put on hold, but there's a lot of kind of shifting of the flow going on. How are you seeing that Uranus turn retrograde, Anne?
Well, for me, it's exactly trining my sun, so it's like trying to keep up with everything. Yeah, it's stationing trine my sun. So, you know, it's busy.
My ascendant,
I'm going out going out to ESAR, you know, tomorrow or Wednesday.
Wonderful.
And then taking a couple of days after to kind of go up into the Rocky Mountains and hang out on a hill and look at the mountains. So
well,
I was
if you
just
make it up
there.
To Montana, come visit.
Yeah, well, it's Denver. It's Colorado. But there's a Rocky Mountain Park, you know. It's actually
where
The Shining was filmed, right? That hotel with The Shining.
Right.
Although we're not staying in that hotel.
Cool.
We're staying in another one.
No.
But I was just on
not.
The website, and you need a pass to get in and permits and all this. I'm like, oh, wow, all this stuff I have to pay attention to. So we're doing the research. So that's what I'm doing
exciting.
I'm going to an astrology conference. So. And Mark is moving into an elevator, and, of course, Uranus rules elevators.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting an elevator. Yeah.
I love those buildings,
Mark. I have a lot of clients that live in there, a lot of artist clients that live in there. Congratulations on your new home.
Yep.
That is so exciting for you and your wife. So
look for good changes that are on in your life. And if you find that your life, that some change that you've been working on or expecting is put on hold or slowing down, because this is an important time to be making plans for the fall, but if you feel like you're don't give up on them. Don't say that's a sign that you shouldn't be doing that. It may be a sign that you need to go back and refine the plans a bit. You know, fix it up, change it a little bit, and get it ready to move in a different direction. And then that should be really, you know, when Uranus starts turning direct, all the refinement that we've put in while it's on hold, it may be because you have to stop and do something else first before you go back to that exciting new change, or it may be that you get a chance to, you know, return to something, refine it, or you might be like Mark is, you know, finding that your life is at a pivot point this week as Uranus turns retrograde.
This is a strong pivot point too, because Uranus is conjunct the North Node.
Yeah.
So it feeds into our direction in life.
And that must feel good for you.
Don't let it get by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Grab a hold of that Uranus, even though he's got a little tail on him right now, you know, that little thing hanging down.
It'll
spin, take
some work, though, because that new moon is squared to Mars, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
there's a lovely new moon next week, weekend, at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4 Virgo, and it's squared by the Mars in Gemini, which is always about choice and options. And so, you know, you can be presented with lots of options. So I'm always like, say yes to both, and then when you get – but I'm a Virgo, so we like to work. Say yes to both, and then when we get to January, you get to decide which ones you really want to keep.
Because Mars
is
going to be in Gemini for a nice long time.
Everything's coming in. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice long Mars retrograde.
The sun goes into Virgo in a few hours. And we're heading into a new moon in Virgo. And we have at the moment, you know, and Mars is in Mercury-ruled Gemini, along with the Mercury ruled Virgo. So there's a lot of nervous energy. I think people are going to find it starts to gear up. Their anxiety, their concerns, their thoughts, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? And how do we to turn that into exciting processing? You know, I've had an old friend visit, and we have been talking a blue streak, which is what you do when Mars goes into Gemini and all that Virgo energy is up, is really get a chance to process it, external processing, talk about it, look at it in 10 ways to Sunday. Rather than get anxious about it, think about it, look at it in different ways. And as Anne says, you know, it's going to take a while for us to sort this all out in a good way. But it's going to be interesting.
Time
now,
change,
I noticed,
change. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, this weekend I'm seeing Mercury opposed Neptune, and that's something we just went through. And over the weekend, while Mercury was opposed Neptune, two major tarot makers and writers are in trouble and have asked for support. James Wanless, who did the Voyager Tarot deck, and Rachel Pollack, who wrote, you know, my favorite books, and you pointed out that was your favorite books. I mean, she's an amazing teacher.
Yeah, I love that book.
And her book, The 78 Degrees of Wisdom, is probably the best book on tarot, hands down, you know, is to start with.
Yeah, totally.
And
it doesn't matter. Every time you pick it up, you find something new in that book. It's like a stunning book.
Every time. And it gives you a way of looking at the cards so you don't have to memorize it. You learn to look at the cards in a different way. So, you know, she's in the ICU. James Wanless, you know, I think had his neck broken. He was badly beaten up while he was taking pictures of the full moon. And while the Mercury opposed Neptune and, you know, Pluto's involved in that, can just send, Mars just went into Gemini, but right before it did, it was in a grand trine with Mercury and Pluto. So give them some love, you know, wherever their love, wherever their relationship, you know, whatever their path takes them, just send them some energy and love and support for their journey right
now. That's stunning. He was beaten up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
we have a long way to go through our Pluto transit, especially someone. And Rachel, she'd been sick a while back, but fought it off. And I had heard she was sick earlier this year because she normally does a week-long tarot thing at Omega, which she wasn't able to attend this year because of illness. But she's, you know, just this amazing, gentle. I don't know your friend here, Heather. I know of him, but I don't. I've never studied with him. But, you know, generally people that do tarot are gentle souls, because they have the soul of an artist and they connect in. There's a connection with them to the universal forces. And Rachel's magical. You know, she's just magical. Mm-hmm. And you never want anybody that you love to suffer. You know, so.
No.
But, I hadn't heard that about him, but I will join in prayers.
It's interesting that two such powerful tarot people would be having such a hard time at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he's a Taurus moon, and his moon is 4 Sag, and his Mars is 4 Pisces. So, you know, Mars has been coming right up to square those off.
Right.
And, you know, I think that may be part of what's going on here.
Wow.
And, yeah. So
And where was he? Where was he taking pictures?
I don't have the rest of the details.
Okay.
You know, I think he was in a park taking pictures of the full moon, and someone who may have been a homeless person, I don't have the details, just attacked him.
Wow.
So we hopefully, you know, that he apparently didn't, they thought his neck was broken, but his arms and legs are working, which is a good sign.
Which is a good sign, right?
Yeah.
But still getting beaten up, you know.
That is no fun. So, any more hints for our lovely public for how to handle this week, what we can do with it?
Well, I think, you know, when we look at the new moon, which is, I always like people to do a new moon ceremony, right? So it's Saturday morning at 4:16 East Coast time, and it's a lovely Leo rising, and Ceres is on the creative point. Venus and Ceres are both running over the fixed, the world points of Leo, which is all about listening to your heart path and listening to what that creative journey is you're being asked to follow. And, of course, Mercury has entered his retrograde shadow. So I mentioned before you got on, Heather, that I'd heard from a student of mine I hadn't heard from for a while. Last night she wrote me, and we were chatting back and forth. And, you know, and it was just kind of like a, you know, I went, oh, my first ghost appeared. So this is, and you're having your friend visit. And then, of course, my community's gathering out in Colorado this weekend, so I'm going to go see my friend. Yeah, which
wonderful.
Is always
just
wonderful.
Send them love to everybody that you see.
I will.
I
will. I'm so
year,
excited.
Really
and if anybody in the listeners is out there and you see me, come over and say hi, you know, because it's really, it's just so magical to meet people in person. But it also is, it's a lot about, you're going to be hearing from old people, because part of where we are now, is based on where we've been, you know, and what we've done. So, and of course, it is a time of moving forward, like we have with Mark. You know, he was on the list, because that building is really hard to get into. The only way you get in is if somebody dies, you know, and you, they leave, or, you know, for nobody moves out of it, because it is such a beautiful building, and it's so nice. And it's all full of all these really creative, happy people. So it's just like every time I go there, you know, I'm always like, oh, I love it here. You know, I'm not an artist, but boy, do I love it, you know. So, So it, but yeah.
How long
so
have
the,
you been
the
on the list, Mark?
Actually, about 4 years.
That's not bad. Good.
The list is moving quicker now because of COVID.
Right.
I'm leaving the city. So.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, excellent.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. But, yeah, so the energy is very frisky and creative and happy. But it also, Venus and Ceres are both going to square the nodes, and the moon squares the nodes this next couple days. So the moon squaring the nodes, of course, happens every month, but Venus is going to square them, and then she's going to square Uranus, and Ceres is going to square them, and then she's going to square Uranus. So you may find your creative juices are really popping. And remember, all last year we had that Uranus-Saturn square, and it's not meeting up again this year, but it's getting really close. And so as Venus and Ceres go through and trigger it, think about last February a year ago, last June, last December, when the universe said to you, so what do you want to do for the next 20 years? In my case, you know, I bought a place to live in Florida. So that was one part of it for me. Everybody made some choices, some decisions about direction. And so this week, we're going to be asked again. We're going to be saying, okay, so what's the next part of your plan? Now that you have an idea of where you're going, what's that next chapter? And, of course, whenever planets square the nodes, we're at a crossroads, literally. We're at a fated point. And with Venus and Ceres both opposite Saturn and squaring Uranus and squaring the nodes, there's a lot of energy about making our choices and choosing our directions and where we want to head. So it's a nice energy in terms of happiness. And then, of course, Mercury in its retrograde shadow. Then it goes into Libra for a little while. Then it goes back into Virgo. So it's also about reviewing and seeing, well, you know, you said you wanted to do that. How you doing? Which I always like.
Have
it
you
when
finished
the
up this project? Where did you put that?
Yeah. And the universe checks in on us and goes, so didn't you say you were going to do that? And you're like, yeah, I did. And, you know, and I'm working on it. I'm working on it, you know. And so there's a moment of, how hard are you working on it, really? Come on, are you really working on it?
And
so, you know, kind of
being
cosmically.
And that gives you a good hint to work with. If you are working on that, and because with these planets in Virgo, you can be, sometimes the inner editor gets to work overtime and can stop you from doing something. Like, it's not perfect, so I can't do it. You know, and that the procrastination because of perfectionism and being self-critical. So it's really to let it take a more playful approach. Let's let that Mars and Gemini say, well, what if we did this? How about let's take this approach? Let's just try this out. And to kind of roll with it and then just promise your Virgo that you won't let it out of the house until the Virgo's had a chance to edit. and then it allows you to be more playful with it. And it's so important that we start thinking about our long-term plans, but stay flexible with them. Because we put them into, you know, like start mapping them out now, when Mercury does go retrograde around September, around your birthday, isn't it? September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes, then we have something to work on because we've said, okay, before I start working on that plan, I better finish this project up and I better remember what I was doing with it. Let me do some research for it and kind of use that. The end of September is as review, get the pieces in place, and maybe make some fine-tuning on it. But we've got at least, instead of trying to remember to invent what we're doing in mid-September, we've got a plan to start working with in a flexible way. So I think it's
right.
really helpful to think about our future this week.
Yeah, yeah. And to just trust that process that there's a lot going on that we're really figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like Mercury stations to go retrograde on the 10th. I know it was
mm-hmm.
retrograde on my birthday when I looked at my solar return for the year.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, interesting solar return.
It's
you know?
Turning right up, right at that point.
With,
yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
he's stationing at 8 Libra, for those of you who like to know these things, 8 degrees mm-hmm. and 55 minutes Libra. So that's where he's going to stop, and he's going to go, mm-hmm. all right, now let's go back. And I always like it when he stops and goes, okay, let's go back. We forgot something. You know how, like, you get out the door and you forgot the, you realize, oh, shit, I forgot the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to, oh, I forgot my sunglass. Do I go back? Nah, let's just keep moving forward. Or, okay, let me go forward. Let me go back and get them. So,
mm-hmm.
nice energy.
Mm-hmm.
We also have what's forming in the sky is a thing called a locomotive, which is when all the planets are kind of in a steady stream flying towards an empty spot of the chart. And it's Mercury in Virgo trining the Pluto is the engine and the caboose of the locomotive. So locomotives are kind of like, you know, more powerful than a locomotive, remember Superman? And so they have a very powerful moving things forward energy that's part and parcel of who they are. So there's a nice energy with them around, okay, let's get this done. Let's get this done. What does this look like? So that's the other thing is looking and accepting things and figuring out, like, what that next chapter is going to be. So it's kind of fun. Should be
wonderful.
A good time.
Good work.
Yep.
Good. Mark, do you have anything that you'd like to add about what's going on this week and how you're experiencing and how you think what would be helpful for people?
Well, that locomotive pulls through your neighborhood. To try to keep each of the planets balanced because
mm-hmm.
they're all contributing. They're all part of the train.
Mm-hmm.
So as they come chugging by, use the energy in each one.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, because they really do want you to kind of, and also remember all the outer planets are backwards. So that's good too, because they're all asking us to kind of look and get stuff in line. So that's always good.
Wonderful.
It's a nice time. Yeah.
It has moments. And, you know, the conversation, just watch if your nerves start going up. One of the things I see with that Venus-Uranus square is it's great for experimenting with a new look, new clothes, new website, new something, new aesthetics. But we can get restless in our relationships. And with Virgo, since Virgo can sometimes, it's wonderful for working things out and seeing the problem and fixing it and healing it. But one of the shadow sides of Virgo is a tendency to go to start listing someone's faults as a way of creating emotional distance. And if you list someone's faults and then decide the grass is greener on the other side, this can undermine a relationship. So look at that Venus-Uranus, like my relationship could be different. I don't need necessarily, I have to think about it, whether I need a different relationship or if my relationship itself can be different. And how, instead of looking at their faults, can I start, if you catch yourself doing that, kind of ask yourself, what am I really upset about? And what's beautiful and wonderful about them? Can I list all their gifts? And so I have a more balanced view here and can figure out what's the real thing that needs fixing. And then that can be helpful to turn that around.
Kind of focusing on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we get caught in the weeds, as we say, we little Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
We love to go into the weeds. makes us very happy, but then we're kind of like mucking around in the weeds, and we spend so much time on it, and then we're like, oh, shit, I didn't get all that other stuff done.
Yeah.
That's the bad part about being a Virgo. That attention, you know, like, oh, there's another dot that, okay, I'm going to work on the formatting for this, rather than just put it up on the wall and see what it looks like. Get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Life, that's a wonderful thing.
We can do that.
But also a lot of focus this week on love, you know, because Venus mm-hmm. is in the sign of love, and it really is like looking for those places of joy. I had dinner yesterday, I'm lost track of what day it is, but I had dinner with someone, and I hadn't seen him in, you know, probably since the pandemic, right? So, and we mm-hmm. usually do a trade, you know, she gives me a tarot reading, and I give her an astrology reading, and we went out, and we just talked.
Then
it was time for me to leave, and she goes, we didn't do a reading, and I'm like, yeah, I know. We'll schedule that for another day. We needed to catch up. We needed to catch mm-hmm. up and be in each other's heart space, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's an important thing, you know, taking that time to be in the heart space with people, you know, just kind of going, okay, let me just sit down and be in the heart space with you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And of course, Mark, as you move out of the home you've lived in for many, many years, as long as I've known you, you've lived there. How long have you lived on 9th Avenue?
30 years. With some breaks along the way.
30?
30.
Wow. Okay.
Just a
wow.
few.
Wow.
Just a few, yeah. That's a Saturn cycle. If I hear 30, I go, ooh, that sounds
mm-hmm.
like Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So off into the new life. Yeah, and it's a time where we really want to focus on our heart's joy and what that is. And if we can stay in that
mm-hmm.
space,
mm-hmm.
it helps with a lot of the crazy out there in the world. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we get right down to it, a lot of that stuff we can't really do anything about. But what we can do is, in our own environments, be kind, loving, and caring to the people that we love, care, and want to, you know, want in our circles, in our spaces. So, and my little Remo is up here petting me, saying, Mom, pet me, pet me.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly I started talking about love, and he came over, all right, that's my cue, right, to get petted. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So... he's over here.
And that is, well, Venus is in Leo right now still. Share
mm-hmm.
your heart. Venus in Leo asks us, we always admire and appreciate someone who likes us. You know, we
mm-hmm.
always, can we respect them? And that's not always the case. Venus in Scorpio can be different. But Venus in Leo says, we love to be loved. And
mm-hmm.
so be generous with your approval, with your affection. Kids going off to school can be dealing with their Virgo self-consciousness and self-criticism and worry. And the more you can be just generous with honest, authentic praise, not fake praise, because they'll see through that. But honest, authentic praise, you know, even if it's like, and your toes are so cute today, you know, whatever, you know, it doesn't have, you know, but just that sense of kind of I am being appreciated can really help those kids remember their strengths and take it into work. And we all need that, you know, our cats need it, our dogs need it, you know, and how to kind of notice that their hearts are unusually soft with wanting to be loved. Which can be beautiful.
Right. And the British lady says we're done already. How'd that happen?
Okay.
Boy, that went fast.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
So no callers today, but hopefully you all have a great idea of how to work with this energy, especially as we're going towards this new moon in Virgo, which has
mm-hmm.
Mars square to it. And they both are answering to, by that point when the moon is in Virgo and Mars is in Gemini, they're both answering to Mercury in Libra. And Mercury in Libra is answering to the lovely, lovely, lovely little Venus in
mm-hmm.
Leo, who is approaching her opposition to Saturn. So she says there's a purpose for this love. There's a purpose. It serves,
mm-hmm.
it helps soften Saturn. It helps you
Wonderful.
See things in a way that is about the heart's light. You know, and if you remember, at one point I had a colonoscopy, and it was back when they didn't really drug you. You know, they drugged you a little bit,
mm-hmm.
so it was like a cocktail. So I'm lying there. And there's, like, this white light coming out of my belly, which was really cool.
Mm.
And it was right when E.T. came out, and I went, oh, my God, I have a heart light. And the doctor started to laugh. I go, I wonder if this is where Steven Spielberg got the idea for E.T.'s heart light. And he goes to me, well, actually, Steven Spielberg's lawyer is one of my patients, so I'll ask him, you know. But it's like,
and
turn on your heart light, you know, turn on your heart light and set it out there and let it glow, whether it's through a colonoscopy or just the old-fashioned way. And this is Ann Ortley signing off from the bright red desk.
Okay.
Heather Owen Robbins from Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz from the west side of Manhattan.
Wonderful.
From his last broadcast from his old apartment. Woohoo!
Right.
Next month we're next week we're broadcasting from the new one. I have a feeling this is going to be great. So,
okay.
See you next week. You take care.
See you all next week, folks. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
And Mark, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. It's so exciting.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna mail you a barbecue grill for your porch. I think
wonderful.
That's an appropriate welcome home present. Just send me your address. I'll send you a barbecue grill. Everybody that has a terrace should have a barbecue grill. So, all right.
Take
lots
care.
Of love. Lots of love. Bye.